Welcome to the Pine Row Podcast. We're your hosts, Amber
and Mackenzie. Grab your coffee and let's cover all things ranging from kids, classroom, and business.
We're here to help you navigate the feral children and guide you through a day of what play-based learning looks like.
Let's pitch the old ways of learning and get children empowered and hands-on with their own learning.
Now let's get started and calm the chaos.
Hey guys, we've got a fun topic for you guys today. We're going to talk about conflict resolution. What is it? How do we do it? And why do we do it? Children are not going to always be peachy and easygoing. If you're around small children, a parent, grandparent, whatever, you know that to be true. There will always be disagreements, whether it's from toy taking or just other children's opinions when children are around other children.
So during their arguments or tantrums or disagreements that children have, the children are showing you with their big emotion that they don't have the tools in their toolbox yet to manage that situation yet. So if a child is throwing a tantrum, then it's our job as the adult in the situation to help the child navigate through that.
Mm-hmm. And as adults, it's so easy for us to just step in and just try to solve it for the child or the children. And, you know, we step in and we're like, no tears. You get half of this. You get this. And we all get one. We're good to go. No.
Which isn't even realistic. Like, yes, it solves the problem quickly in that moment sometimes. But as adults, like, if somebody gave me half and the other person half when I had the whole amount, like, I'm still going to be mad.
Just because the other person threw a tantrum?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to be mad. Like, you don't get half of my drink just because you want half of it.
Yes. Yes. And, I mean, as parents, we're busy. A lot of times, you know, we don't have all the time in the world to sit here and wait for them. But you have to. You have to give the children the right tools, as Amber said, give them the right tools in their toolbox to be able to work through the conflicts.
Because what we do at 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old is going to come back to the favorite topic of kindergarten readiness, mm-hmm. on being able to manage through problems and problem solve. So we always want to take the time now so it will, in return, come back later.
Yes.
Which
yes.
will then give us parents easier task and teachers easier task because the kids are going to be able to handle those conflicts themselves.
Yes, they're going to be way more confident and be able to take over and get the job done.
So where do we start?
So we use High Scope. They have 6 steps for successful conflict resolution. And the first step is approach calmly and stopping any hurtful actions. So like if a child's throwing punches or kicking or whatever, you're going to first step in and make sure that both children are safe. You want to use a calm voice, gentle touch, get down on their level because you don't want to hover over top of them or like look down on them. If you're constantly looking down on them, where is that child's confidence going to be? It's going to be right on the ground.
So then next, after you approach them calmly, stopping any hurtful actions, and then you get down to their level. So get down eye level, whether you sit down on the ground with them or kneel down on the ground with them. You're going to want to sit there with them and acknowledge the feelings, which is going to be typically either very mad or very sad, mm-hmm. which is pretty obvious to us adults. But sometimes when you're so frustrated as a child and you're filled up with mad or sad or angry and frustrated, like, you're not going to know how to identify those feelings yet. That is the adult's job to yep. recognize the emotion in the moment and explain to the child what they're feeling and what we can do next to solve it.
I don't know why that's one of my favorite things, when I can look at a child and be like, you look angry or you look sad. And they're like, yeah, I am.
It's like a light bulb moment. Like,
right?
We're giving a feeling a name so they can better understand it and describe it later.
Yes. Step three is gather the information. So figure out the problem. What's going on? Say they're fighting over a toy. You want to take that toy so it's in a neutral hand and just get both sides of the story.
And by taking that toy or item in your own hands or on a safe place that's equally distanced from both parties is going to neutralize the feeling of that toy because it's no longer going to be closer to that person or within reach of that person so then they get it first. It kind of takes the anxiety and worry down for the children.
Yes. Yep. After
you figure out the problem.
Yep. Then we gather the information, figure out the problem, make sure that you get both sides. And then step four would be to restate the problem. So the problem is you were playing with this toy and such also wanted to play with the toy, so they took it out of your hands. Sometimes they will both say their thoughts on it, and maybe they both claim that they had it, or I had it first. No, I had it first. If you do not know who had it first, then the next, after you're restating the problem, step five, would be to ask for ideas for solutions, and then together, choose one.
So, and this isn't always going to be fair in the eyes of the adult, because sometimes the child would be like, well, I want it for 270 minutes, which obviously is not fair for the other child to wait that long. So we as the adult can be like, step in and be like, okay, I noticed that one child, so child A had it beforehand and child B came and took it out of child A hands. Mm-hmm. So we ask, oh, child B, I see that you really want to play with this toy. Can you ask child A how long they need with it? Mm-hmm. And then child A's job is to come up with a reasonable time. Yes. So 200 and some minutes isn't reasonable in a classroom. But 10 to 15 minutes is if you need a long time to do it.
Yes.
And if they come up with, oh, I need 8 minutes, then that's great. So child B, let's set a timer for 8 minutes.
Yes.
And then after the timer is up, you get a turn with that.
Mm-hmm. And then our last step, step six, would just be prepared to give follow-up support. So you always want to make a big deal out of them solving the problem and coming up with a resolution. So, hey, you solved the problem. I am so proud of you. You guys worked hard and you figured it out. And stay near them so that you can make sure that it is carried out and still solved.
And they stay true to what they problem solved with, and that the other child isn't going to snatch it back or
as soon as you turn away.
But sometimes you set a timer for 8 to 12 minutes or whatever their time they picked, and child aid's like, oh, well, did like two more laps with the car and was like, here you go. And that's fine.
I don't even want it anymore.
And that's fine. Yes. That's their choice. They came up with it. If they want to pass it off early, awesome. Yeah. But next time, if we sit there and go through these six steps as adults with the children, then the next time that they have a problem in the classroom, they're going to be able to follow these steps too, as long as we stay consistent on how we solve them on our end.
Yes. And I gotta say, it is the most amazing thing to watch as a parent and a caregiver. Once the kids learn these steps, it is so fun to watch them play it out, like, without you even there. Like, when they can sit there, if they know they're having a problem, and they can resolve it without even needing a caregiver or a parent.
And you know you did it really well when a third-party child comes in and solves it for the other two children and helps them go through step by step and solve the problem, and all three children are happy with the outcome.
Yes.
Which is
great.
I feel like in September, we're always repeating the steps, repeating the steps, repeating the steps. And then by January, our children that are 18 months all the way to our 5-year-olds are amazing at conflicts.
Absolutely.
They can navigate them through. They don't view it as fair or unfair.
Yep.
They view it as they get a turn, and that's rightfully so. Right. So I will wait my turn.
Yep. And if you ever come into Pine Row Classroom, I can guarantee that Amber and I's alarms are going off all day long.
iPad's alarm.
We are setting alarms all day long.
With sand timers. Yes. Sand timers are everywhere.
Yes.
But then, of course, by like springtime, so where we're at right now, usually they can do it without the timers, which you'll graduate out of the timers too if you choose to use timers for conflict. Sometimes it's just a couple, and then other times, like, you'll have to keep the timers going for as long as you need them.
All right, well, we will see you on the next one.
Thanks, guys.
If you enjoyed what you heard here today, we would love for you to share this podcast and leave us a review.
Please feel free to follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Pine Row Preschool and Childcare, or our website, www.pinerowpreschool.com, where we share our philosophy in action.
Until next time, calm your chaos.